Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gordy Lund. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Marshall. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Mike Marshall. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Hedlund. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Hedlund. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. It's 1-0, Pilots. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foy fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Mincher trying to get to home. Foy throws to Martinez, who tags Mincher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall fires to first and picks off Kelly. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Marshall. Foy moves to second. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a line drive towards the mound. Marshall catches it and throws to second to double up Foy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Piniella moves to third. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Schall reaches second base with a double. Piniella scores. Martinez moves to third. It's Pilots, 1, Royals, 1. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schall moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hedlund fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-1 in the game. Comer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Comer moves to third. It's Pilots, 2, Royals, 2. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots too, and the Royals too. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 1 in the game. Lund is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shaw moves to second. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Shaw scores. Hernandez moves to third. Hedlund moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. John O'Donohue now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Hedlund moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a line drive into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hedlund tags and scores. Kelly tags and moves to second. One out. It's 5-2, Royals. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly moves to third. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 2 in the game. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to home to get Kelly. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Rich Rollins pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Bouton now pitching. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shaw. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Shaw steals second. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergmeier hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bouton. Foy moves to second. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-3 in the game. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fiore. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Donaldson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Gordy Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-2 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Davis reaches second base with a double. Lund goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Royals. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper bunts towards first. Fiore juggles the ball. That's an error on Fiore. Davis moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. Davis scores. Harper moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Royals. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Comer strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Steve Hovley now playing right field. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lund scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. There goes Shaw trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 6-4, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hovley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 3 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 3 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Donaldson reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill pinch hits for Gordy Lund. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Pilots 4. The Royals will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing shortstop. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Donaldson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-4 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Seattle Pilots, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.